he gonna do? And I would just go on and set that up to where I know that he's gonna, that press right there will run for 12 hours. See, and I could do that. I could do that. To set up those 12 presses, I could do that in 4 hours. You know, and I didn't have anything to do but sit on my ass for the next 4 hours.
So that was usually an 8 hour job?
Yeah, to do that, you know, because I knew how to write and to read those orders and stuff, you know. So one of the supervisors from the Dayton plant or something, they transferred him down here, that was an alcoholic. They transferred him down here, you know, and he, you know, wanted to show his authority and things, so he started to have the dudes, you know, to mess with me, you know, and all this kind of thing, turn their light on, you know, and shit. So he started switching papers. He started to switch papers for, if the order calls for blue stand coat, you know, he would switch it to yellow stand coat, you know, ever what it is. So, you know, when this started to happen, I'd get my, you know, I'd get my little paper, you know, and shit, you know, and mark it all down and everything. So the dude started charging me with downtime, you know, like, you've got 480 minutes to make in the process of 8 hours. You know, when he started charging me with the downtime, you know, because of the paper thing wasn't there, well, I done put all this down, you know, had all this thing. And I went to the head man again, told him, I said, now you're gonna get a reprint here, you're gonna get a reprint here, you're gonna get a reprint here, and you're gonna get one here. Because the order says to set that up this way, you know, and Toby wanted to set it up this way, you know, and you're gonna get a reprint here on this, and it might be back next month, ever what it is, but you're gonna get that. And he fucked up a $150,000 order for some copper coated stuff, you know, the paper that you can't see through, that you can't see through, but it comes off, you know, on a carbon copy, you know, and that called for some pink stand coat undercover carbon deal, and he wanted the carbon to be on top of the, he wanted the carbon to be on top of the pink paper, and it was supposed to be under. I said, man, that's wrong. You know, you're making a mistake there. You don't tell me I've been doing this for 20 years, I know what I'm gonna do. I said, okay. And that was to Western House, I never will forget it. That was for Western House, man. The home office in Western House. And them things came back, man, that shit started coming back by the train loads. You know, all of that stuff wasn't no good. You know, cost the company a lot of money.
What happened to him?
They shipped him out. They shipped him to another place or something, you know. Then I said, well, you know, I think that, you know, I worked down there for about 4.5 years, maybe 5 years. I said, well, man, I'm going to have to, you know, said I've been working here at nighttime, you know. All this time I put in for a thing for y'all to, you know, to be working days, you know. I think I'm the senior man here in this department, you know. And you're not going to give me a better job, you know, nothing like that. I said, and I've been asking for days, and you say that, you know, can't nobody be doing what I'm doing on days and what have you. You know, I said, well, I said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take a leave of absence from this gig, man. You know, and go to work for the Economic Opportunity Agency, mm-hmm. You know, because I can help some people, you know.
When did that EOA start?
This EOA thing started in, '64, I think. I think it started in '64 or '65, somewhere along there. Well, see, we started writing this grant thing, I think, in '63.
That was the planning
planning grant for the Economic Opportunity Agency. And I, you know, I told him that I was going to take